This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Insert sponsored by Mana Health Products, the only 100% natural organic supplement for blood sugar control. On Thursdays, we get to spend some quality time with Dr. Wendy Christian, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. Dr. Wendy, good morning. Trust all is well.
Good morning, Brad. Yes, very well, thanks. And you?
Good. I'm all right. Is your suitcase packed yet, or are you still getting there?
It is. just a few last-minute things that need to go in, but it is pretty much done.
Yeah, so Dr. Wendy's going to enjoy a well-deserved holiday break, so we won't hear her voice after today for a while, but we wish you a really wonderful trip and a good time with family and lots of great memories.
Thank you so much.
So we're at stress, and you know, Dr. Wendy's taking all of this packing for holiday in her stride. She's not stressed at all. Last week, we spoke about what happens to our bodies when we're under stress. We spoke about cortisol. We spoke about fight and flight. We also touched on how stress can actually be beneficial to us. Make sure to check out the podcast of last week's episode. Today, Wendy, stress and digestion. I can honestly say that there have been a point in my life where I've struggled with things in the gut, the stomach, the intestines, and even ended up many years ago getting a gastroscopy and a colonoscopy even. And then it all came down after all the tests were done that it was stress-related.
Yeah. Stress plays a very, very big or has a very big impact on our digestive system and our digestive function. If you think you have sort of two main systems that we function from, one is fight or flight, the other is rest and digest. So if we're stressed, we're in fight or flight mode. You can't be in both at the same time. And so it's very important for us to be able to regulate our stress, because if we're not regulating it, it is going to weaken our gut health. It can cause things like reflux, bloating, irritable bowel syndrome. And there's obviously that gut-brain connection that we have to consider, which is why our stomachs react to stress as well.
I find this very fascinating. How does that work, gut-brain connection and stress? Can you simplify it for us?
Yes. So there is our digestive system is also considered to be part of our brain and our immune system. But the gut communicates with the brain. So if we don't... if that sort of pathway, if you imagine the highway is blocked, then the signals are going to be disrupted and there's going to be a traffic jam. So we want to make sure that the gut and the brain can converse with each other effectively so that our digestive functions can work well.
So if there's an issue there and the stomach is not able to do what it's supposed to do, what are some of the warning signs that there is some issues there that we need to deal with? And then I suppose then it's figuring out exactly what it is. But what kind of problems are we dealing with?
Yeah, so if we think first of all, so we did speak about the fight or flight response. So what cortisol does there in the fight or flight response, it shuts down the non-essential functions, which is the, you know, digestion. When you need to run away from a lion, there's no time to digest your food or to stop and go to the bathroom. So it compromises digestive function. So we can have things like acid reflux and heartburn, because that stress will disrupt the stomach acid production, and that can then worsen our reflux.
Hmm. You spoke about irritable bowel syndrome. I mean, that IBS, it's crazy to me over the years when you speak to people and how many people are struggling with IBS. It seems to be quite a thing.
It is quite a blanket term, especially if there's nothing physiologically that can be found. But it's very commonly associated with stress. Often it can be food intolerances as well, but stress will play a very big role in IBS symptoms. So your IBS symptoms include things like bloating, cramping, sometimes diarrhea, sometimes constipation, sometimes a combination of both. But generally a very unhappy tummy, it's often painful, and it really can be quite debilitating for some people.
Mm. Can it even can stress even affect how how we digest food and how we draw nutrients out of the food?
Absolutely. So the stress will reduce our ability to produce digestive enzymes, because again, if we don't get the the signal that food is coming because we're too stressed, then our bodies are not going to be able to produce digestive enzymes. They're not going to be able to absorb the nutrients that are necessary, and we're not going to be able to break up our food well. So it compromises our whole digestive system.
Are there any other concerns around digestion and stress that we can consider?
Yes. So the other one would be leaky gut syndrome. What chronic stress does is it weakens the gut lining, which then means toxins and bacteria can enter into the bloodstream, and that tr can trigger systemic inflammation. So what we're wanting to do is we want to keep the lining of our digestive system nice and healthy, that the food remains in the tube because that's where it needs to be. It needs to pass through from the mouth to the anus, and then the nutrients need to be absorbed from there. So the only thing we're wanting in our bloodstream really is the nutrients from the food that we have been having, not the toxins and bacteria or any other pathogens.
Now, it's a tricky one when it comes to stress is having this effect, but there, of course, could be many other things that are having a similar effect on our digestive systems. How do we differentiate what is stress and what is not?
Well, I think this is where your testing comes in. So if somebody has had a chronic issue or even acute, any changes in bowel function at all. So if there's been changes in, the consistency of the stool, the color of the stool, if there's any bleeding anywhere, if there's excessive burping or burning in the stomach, then we need to go and have, an assessment with a medical professional. Might need to have a colonoscopy or gastroscopy. There's certain scans and sonars that can be done, so we can rule out that there's anything physiological wrong. If all of those tests are clear, then we know that it's likely to be an impact of stress on that individual's body.
Yeah, we the next time we
Or a
connect,
food intolerance, as
or
I said.
exactly, or a food intolerance. So it's best to have these things checked out. Something you want to mess with because it affects your whole. If there's something not right in your gut and things are upset there, it affects your whole body. You just feel blah. I mean, it's really a big deal. So, of course, we're not talking here about just a once-off thing. We're talking here about something that stays around and makes you feel so unwell that it's worthwhile doing something about it.
Yeah, this is something that really will have a daily influence on your life. So if somebody has a problem with their digestive system, they know about it. As you said, you don't feel good. You feel, your clothes feel tight or uncomfortable. Anything around your stomach will be painful. So it really is very unpleasant and debilitating.
Yeah,
Um,
we.
so I would definitely recommend seeing a health professional of sorts. And there's all sorts. It will be something that I'm working with. If I feel like you need further testing, I would refer you out to, a different type of doctor. But yeah, it is there. There's help for this. We don't have to struggle along with digestive issues.
Yeah, so it's better to and just as we wrap this up, it's the kind of thing you could mask quite easily though with medication, even over the counter stuff. I suppose it's best to not just keep pumping all of these things and what do they call them, PPIs and antacids and all of that. Instead of just living on these things, we should probably find the root cause.
Yes, and very often with the PPIs, it's not actually due to too much stomach acid. It can be due to too little stomach acid. And so you continually take something that's reducing your stomach acid and you're further compromising your digestive processes. So it's not a good idea to be on any form of acid blocking medication for long periods of time. They're fine for short periods of time, but really shouldn't be on them long term, because it does. Apart from all sorts of other side effects as well, it certainly does d disrupt your digestive function.
Now, we have just over a minute or so. You mentioned something last week when we said, what are some of the simplest ways to just combat stress in a moment? And you shared some breathing techniques. So I made use of them this week. There was a moment where I thought, "Ooh, this is a tricky situation that I need to cope with." I can feel the adrenaline. You can sort of imagine that cortisol pumping through my body, Wendy. And I thought, "I'm going to do the box breathing." So I found myself doing the box breathing that you taught us last week. And I must say, as simple as it is, I felt so much better after about 5 or 6 rounds of the box breathing. So it might seem very simple, but it's massively effective.
It really is effective. And if we think about it before eating, if you take a few deep breaths before eating, and you really look at your food and you smell your food and, give thanks for your food and you savor every mouthful, eat slowly. That's also going to help your digestive processes. But again, if you, rushing through the kitchen or sitting at your desk and you're shoveling something down while you're working, it's definitely not going to be received well in your body. It's going to, you're not going to have the nutrients and the enzymes to be able to break that up. So yeah, breathing before eating is also very important.
Now that's a good one. I found myself just working at the computer the other day and I thought, I feel like I'm not breathing. Like I've got these little shallow breaths going on and I'm just working along. I stopped and thought maybe I need to take a few big deep breaths. It sounds weird, but we're just not breathing properly. Well, I wasn't.
And many of us aren't. Most of us are breathing too shallowly. And so that then is telling our brains that we actually are stressed and it continues, sending stress hormones. So the minute we breathe deeply, it's going to sort of just reset things and take us more into that rest and digest phase.
Yeah, find out more about that box breathing and some really basic ways. And of course, there are many more. We'll discuss them as the series continues on Dr. Wendy's return after her break. And we'll touch on that, stress and mental health and other things as well. So join us for that. But stay tuned to our podcast. You can find that directly on our app or you can visit our website at kpulpit.co.za. Dr. Wendy, thanks so much for this morning. Be blessed, be safe, have a wonderful time, enjoy family time and travel safe. We'll catch up again with you on your return.
Thank you so much, Brad. Have a great day.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.